Hey, you guys, what's up? Welcome to Insanely Chill. I'll be your host today, Kelsey Kreppel. I'm not your usual host. He just started recording and then walked away. But he's coming back.
No.
Here he is, Cody.
She's not the host. I'm the host. You want to be the host?
I said you're the host.
No, you said I'm the host today.
Well, you weren't here.
Okay.
I said your normal host walked away when we started recording.
You can host.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to Insanely Chill with Kelsey Kreppel. I'll be your host today.
Kelsey Kreppel.
Thank you for coming.
No worries. Yeah. No, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime. So how have you been?
Good. Yeah. Been pretty good. You know, things just,
Yeah.
Just same old busy. But just good. You?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries.
What have you been up to?
Today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cause you know, we've.
To just hit.
You know, but I guess this is the host type thing. So yeah. Got a donut today.
So kind?
This morning I went out, with my girlfriend and, we got some coffee.
Aww.
And, we got a donut. We actually shared one.
You guys shared one?
Really cute stuff.
Is she great?
Kelsey?
Yeah, your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, she's great.
Okay, you can take it back over now.
Okay. What's up, guys? I want to apologize for not posting this in time. I think this is like the second time I've done this ever, which is pretty decent. Out of 50 episodes, more than that, actually. I think it's about 65 episodes now. This is the second time I've posted this late. And so I want to apologize. I'm sorry. I don't really have an excuse.
Well, you were busy.
Well, no, but I was just busy by my own accord. I should have prioritized the pod and I didn't.
Right.
And so to my Chodester pod bays.
Pizza pods.
To my little pizza pods. To my little, just Bulbasaur little pizza pod, podster bay Chode gang. I want to say I apologize to you guys, and but you know, we got the episode up eventually. It's just a day late. Someone tweeted me and they were like, "So you're just not gonna like address the fact that there's no podcast today or whatever?" So sorry, this is me addressing it. I apologize. I booked a flight yesterday and I was on a flight back from Miami, and so I didn't. And I was gonna do it when I got back, but instead, what we decided to do instead was go out for dinner at CPK because we had to celebrate. Kelsey here started a YouTube channel, and her first video now is at like 25,000 views in a week.
29,000.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
29?
Yeah.
She's blowing up. This is actually for real. You got 10,000 views on your second video
11,
in one day.
000.
Okay, well. See, I can't even keep track. Look at this. This is hockey stick growth, baby. This is, what's going to say? Incremental. That's not the right word. This is exponential growth. You already knew it. You already knew what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I think you're the best girlfriend.
Read my mind.
I thought you were going to say
it. Read my fucking mind.
Okay.
How do you feel being a YouTube celeb now?
You know,
it's a pretty great life, right?
Just crazy. I'm such a celeb.
What's the best thing about being a YouTube celeb? Now that you've been one for like a week now.
I think like 5 days.
5 days, you've been a YouTube superstar.
Yeah.
And how's it feel?
You know, honestly, it feels just simply amazing.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard going places.
That's what I was
going
to say, because you got to kind of shield TMZs on your ass probably.
Like I've gotten so many calls.
Calls from TMZ? They call you.
To clarify things, yeah.
Why do they have your number?
My cousin works there.
Your cousin works at TMZ, mm-hmm. And she gave them your number, and they're calling you to clarify?
To clarify rumors.
Rumors. What kind of rumors?
Like this weekend, you and I weren't together. And so there was like a rumor.
Like physically, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Me too. Jesus.
We were together. You were my boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So that's one of the things
you
have to clarify.
But I'm saying we were not spotted together all weekend, so TMZ got concerned.
Right, okay, gotcha. And so they just called and they were like, hey, we just want to clear things up. You and Cody are just physically not together right now.
But you're still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Gotcha.
And I said yes, so.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But other than that, you know, my family's adjusting well.
Okay. You bought them a house yet or anything?
I bought my mom a car.
Okay.
And my brother, I bought a house.
Okay.
And my dad, I bought a Rolls Royce. So I actually bought both my parents' cars. Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. You're making that much money already?
Yeah. I mean, they
already must be the family friendly thing. You're censoring your F words and that's
censored it.
your first video isn't censored. And your second one is.
Yes. Cause I was showing it to my parents and like, although I'm 24.
Yeah.
Like they definitely know that I cuss.
Mm-hmm.
I was
you
like,
cuss to your parents. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I know. But it was like, I don't know. I was like, this is already so new, me being like, hey, you guys, watch me on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like driving very distractedly the whole time. And I was like cussing. I didn't want them to be like completely disappointed in me as a person. You know what I mean? So second time around, I was like, maybe I'll just throw a couple, just a couple
blanks, blank spaces,
blanks in there.
So is that what you're going to do? You're not going to use the sensor noise or like a or something like that?
No.
That'd be kind of quirky, right?
No.
You ever used to watch Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
You know how they, I always used to laugh when I was younger at how they made the swears, like the duck noises or whatever.
Did they?
Like, wah.
I don't remember. I just remember like the food portion.
Yeah. So like this is the main thing. Yeah.
But
I always laughed at the duck noises.
No,
I'll
probably
funny.
Not put a thing in. I want to make it. I don't want to make it super, I don't really want to bring attention to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I feel you. You're going to be just raking in ad dollars.
I don't know. Thank you guys.
What are you at? How many subscribers?
If any of the pod bays, my sweet, sweet pod bays, my favorite group of Cody's fans.
and yours.
The sweet pods.
You know how many people ask for you to be on here all the time? Everyone.
My K-pods.
That's what you're going to call them
like
now?
Like the Keurig?
Yeah.
Okay.
K-cups.
My K-cups.
K-cups.
Oh, my little baby.
So we're at 29,000 views now on the first video. And fucking almost 12,000 on the second video. She's already more consistent than me, too. She's posted 2 times already in the time that I've posted once.
Well, I have to get like people comfortable with me.
And you're at 7,500 subscribers. You're blowing up. This is nuts.
I just want to say
I'm proud
thank
of you.
You. Thank you.
How does it feel? How does it actually feel?
It's cool.
Going from nothing to like making like content all of a sudden. Is it fun?
It's definitely fun. I mean, I don't know. It's just me doing exactly what I would normally be doing in my car, just recording it.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, so you already did that? You already like
talked to myself?
Yeah. Like you already vlogged in your car just without the camera.
I talk to myself when I'm driving.
It's basically just vlogging without a camera.
I don't know. It's cool. I actually really like editing.
Do you?
Them. Yeah.
Was it like learning iMovie? It's tough though.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of buttons.
There are a lot of buttons. Mm-hmm. A lot of buttons, but I made it. Kind of. I mean, I know they're not like 100% great, but I mean, I'm just learning. And it seems to be doing pretty well.
You're learning iMovie and I'm learning Ableton.
Mm.
This is what we'll together. Jesus. My bad. You got to graduate eventually to like Final Cut or something or Premiere. I'll teach you how to use Premiere.
Yeah, I know. I will. But I mean, just like the first few, I'm going to just do this.
Well, you and Emma can chat iMovie this weekend. Emma Chamberlain is going to come on the podcast this weekend. She's a YouTuber.
Woo!
She's very funny. Kelsey's a big fan of her. They're like best friends now. They're texting all the time. And so I'm pretty much just going to sit back on that one and let them take care of that conversation. But it'll be a fun one.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. And she's an iMovie whiz, apparently.
She is. I mean, that's what she uses to edit. But... Yeah, you know, it's...
What else?
It's exciting.
What else is different?
Nothing's really different. I like doing it. I like doing it a lot. I'm glad that we asked you guys if I should, and I got a positive response. Which,
resounding yes.
Because I, like, wanted to.
What's...
I thought it would be... fun.
Let's pull up some comments here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read some. I'm going to do one of those videos right now. Mm-hmm. Where it's like boyfriend reads girlfriend's comments. You know what I mean? This is actually exciting because we've unlocked an entire genre of content.
True.
We now can do all the girlfriend boyfriend shit. You know what I mean?
That we already do.
Your channel, my channel, it doesn't matter. I'm talking boyfriend does my makeup. I'm talking girlfriend does her own makeup. I'm talking girlfriend does my makeup.
Boyfriend's makeup.
I'm talking
boyfriend eats girlfriend's
whoa lunch. What's lunch of course.
I wasn't going in any bad direction, and then I saw your face. And
we should start a Pornhub account too.
No, I don't want to be a porn star.
Girlfriend does boyfriend's, I mean other way around, boyfriend does girlfriend's makeup. That's what I was gonna say there. Okay, so the second video here is of you singing. Pretty much the whole thing is you singing along to Rent. Very funny. Very,
true.
Very funny stuff.
I mean, it's really funny. It's me like chuckling, making a fool of myself.
And it's hilarious. The comments, let's see. Already more consistent than Cody. That's actually very true. I thought I couldn't love you any more than I already did. Wow. See? Ditto. That's my ghost account. I wrote that. Is that car seat in the back for Cody? Fuck off. That doesn't even make any sense. That doesn't go along with the old joke at all.
Well,
I'm so old I need a car seat. And it's kind of funny, honestly. I'm unstanding Cody. You're my new fave.
You know, I wanted to bring this up. Just because if you like my videos, that's really, really great. I'm super happy that you all like my videos. That was the goal. But like, you don't have to like hate Cody now. I'm getting a lot of comments that are like, Cody who? Cody sucks now. But it's like, we could also just both be good at it.
That's very true. And it's sad.
We could be like the power couple.
I'm just getting trampled. This is what it is. Why is it like this? Oh, we want to see Noelle host your podcast. We want to see Kelsey host your podcast.
I don't know.
I want to host the podcast.
Just like giving you a
still.
Hard time. Let him host the podcast still, my sweet Pizza Pod Bay Chode fam.
Pizza Pods. So anyways, guys, check out Kelsey's channel. Wait. It's Kelsey Kreppel. And check out her videos. Go, you know, throw it a like. Hell, maybe even comment. Comment something like, hey, really like your videos. Also like Cody's videos. I'm going to enjoy both of your videos from now on. Comment that.
Wow.
That would be a great
you
comment. That's
and
just an example.
Cody both making videos. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. That's just an example of a comment that you could post. Something like, hey, I like Cody's videos, but also a fan of you now. That's another good one.
I love the ones that are like, oh, Cody, I could see why you and Cody are together. You guys are similar. Those make me happy.
My hair is like just looking more and more like the let me speak to your manager haircut. I got to do something with this.
You just need to get it cut again.
I know. I'll do that. Well, I can't because of the thing. So here's something I wanted to update my chode bays on. So I went to Miami. I came back. I didn't go to Israel. I was supposed to go to Israel, and then I didn't go. And it's because I got an acting job for the first time in over a year. Now I finally. Thank you, little mic tap for that. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Little chode bump.
Ew. Oh my God. That was rough. Chode
I got
bump?
It. Yeah. Yeah. A little chode dap. For the first time in over a year. I remember, and I'm pumped about it. It's a supporting role. A supporting role? Reoccurring supporting role? I don't know how to say it. Both. On a TV show. It's another Go 90 show. It's another digital show, but it's like won awards and shit like that. I don't know if I can say the name of it. I don't know. They sent out like a bunch of social media guidelines and whatever. But like, it's cool. One of the guys from the I really like this TV show on Hulu called. Can I say this?
I don't know. Then they'll be able to figure out what show it is.
I don't. Okay, fine. I don't know. It's a show. So I watched this show. I really like it. And the lead guy is one of the leads in this show. He actually like produces it, and I think writes it too. And so I got to do like a scene with him the other day. And I think my other ones are also with him. Which is very cool. It's very cool.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Bizarre. I don't know. It's cool the way, this is going to sound cheesy as fuck, but the way life works. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
I
when
do.
That shit, when like
totally.
I did a year later and you're like, what? Like, I remember my, so the reason why I got turned on to this show was my friend at work. She was like, you should watch this show. The lead guy in it reminds me of you. And so, you know, being the vain person that I am, I was like, okay, I need to watch this immediately because mm-hmm. I'm going to love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I watched it and the guy doesn't remind me of me at all, but I really like the show and I like his character. And then fast forward a year and the role that we were doing, it was like, I was a younger him. In the scene.
That's crazy.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That's amazing.
It's really weird. So anyways, I'm just stoked to be acting again, to be in front of a camera. It's cool. I remember like a year ago, my agent, I was like, we'll book something soon, right? And he was like, yeah, things are heating up. We'll definitely get some. And just nothing.
It's like, didn't even get a
call back.
No, probably not. He like has to say it. I actually don't know if we will.
He's like, listen, Cody, I'm a realist here and it's not looking good for you.
Definitely it's part of his job to be like, yeah, of course, for sure get something.
Well, I was like, and I don't know, I'm like,
but yeah, you
sort of an optimist sometimes. Yeah, no, I was totally. Just like, if I work hard, I'll get something. And I got a couple callbacks, but nothing. It was always like some weird reason why. Right, it's always like, oh, well, like we casted someone way younger than you, so you now look too old and all that shit. But you're great for the role and just like, you know, keep on doing it. And so, and then I think like 6 months came and it was like, all right, well, summer's over, but we'll get something for the winter, right? And he's like, yeah, we'll get something for sure. Nothing happened. And then this came out of nowhere. So it's cool. So that's why I'm shooting on Friday and then I'm not going to Israel anymore. I'm just going home. And then she's coming.
I'm going home. I'm going to Calgary.
Yep. She's coming to Calgary and then we're going to be in Montana for a little bit.
Meeting the fam.
And are you nervous?
Well, yes.
You're such a celeb now. It's going to be like my mom's probably going to be, my parents are going to be nervous to meet you.
I'm nervous to meet your parents now that they've seen me singing, I don't know.
I don't know. I should ask my mom. She's watched your videos.
I mean, if they watch this podcast, then they'll be like, oh, Kelsey has a channel.
They're definitely going to watch this. But they say they watch this at, they put it up. There's like a TV by my kitchen table and they eat dinner and they put up this podcast and they watch it while they're eating dinner.
That's so sweet.
So shout out to you guys right now. If you're watching this at the dinner table, I'm guessing you're eating some sort of spaghetti squash or some sort of salad, some sort of dinner salad, I'm guessing. Maybe with quinoa or something in it. That's what I'm guessing. They like to eat that sort of stuff.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
And she can't wait to meet you. And I'm pumped to be home. And yeah, it'll be good.
I'm super excited. A bit nervous.
For what? To meet them?
Yeah.
They're like...
I'm nervous to meet your sister.
Yeah, she's a fucking hard ass. You should be scared.
I don't think
mean.
She's going
to
be mean.
She's
I don't
mean
think she,
down
I,
to her core.
I don't think she's going to be mean
she's
at all.
She's got a black heart.
Stop.
She's going to make your life miserable.
Can you imagine? But
she's going to take you.
What if like she was like super sweet to all you guys? And then like when her and I are like in the private, she's like, be careful with my fucking brother, you little bitch.
She's going to like she's be like, really kind me. On the outside. Like, hi.
Yeah. When like we're all around.
Great to meet you. And then she's going to take you into a room. Be like, what are your intentions?
And then she'll like, I'll be like getting dressed or something. And she'll make outfits fucking ugly. Bitch. What if she's just a bully?
You stupid bitch. Like out of the side of her mouth. What? Sorry? Did anyone else hear that? No?
And I like try to talk to you about it and you're like, she's an angel. Not talk about her like that. Krista, if you're listening, I can't wait to meet you.
It sounds like a movie.
I know. I made it a whole movie in my head.
Did you write that?
That sounds like the most generic, lame, romantic comedy there's ever been.
Yeah. You know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing The Proposal. Remember that one? Sandra Bullock.
Yeah,
and
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
You know what I'm picturing? Meet the Parents.
Oh, what a great film. Just an absolute classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? One of those. I was going to quote that movie, and I can't think of a single one. Fokker is the only thing I can think.
Fokker.
Fokker, right? Their last names are Fokker?
His last name is Fokker.
His last name is Fokker. Mm.
You. I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
That's one.
There you go. That's an absolute classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I don't. I hope I don't have to live that out. I can't wait to meet you. Actually, I know I sound really sarcastic, but I'm like genuinely very excited to meet the family.
Like we're just this is just a prolonged video chat with my parents, just a delayed one. So send us a message back when you guys get this, and we'll see you guys soon.
Enjoy your dinner.
Are you pumped? Are you going to ski with me?
Yes.
Yeah? Are we hitting the black diamonds or what? There it is. That's the technique right there. You got it.
Thank you.
Have you skied before?
Yes, once.
And how'd it go?
In eighth grade.
How'd it go?
Well, you know, the first day wasn't the smoothest.
Okay, what happened?
I took off my skis and walked down.
Okay, so you didn't ski then.
No, I learned how. Like, I took a class to learn how.
Right.
And I got so frustrated, like, when I was on my own, when they were like, all right, go enjoy. I was so nervous about the whole thing, and I was getting so frustrated that, like, it just got to the point where I was like, no, fuck this, and just took off my skis and held them and walked down.
That's good. I mean, so that's like basically the only thing you need to do to say that you went skiing. You didn't do. So that, I mean.
No, but listen, I am not done.
Okay.
The second day, I was like, I went in with like a new attitude.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to try this again.
Nuditude. Doesn't really work. Keep going. You went in with a nuditude.
And I was great at it.
Really?
Yeah. I got the hang of it. I was like listening to my iPod. I had an iPod mini.
Okay.
Blue iPod mini.
Shut up, iPod mini.
And I was just listening to it, listening to Christmas music, actually. Okay. And just skiing around.
Where were you?
I was loving it, Mammoth.
Okay. What was that? KK. That's great. So you'll be fine. Yeah, natural.
I think like when I first get on the slopes, it might be a little bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just
work into
patience.
It. We'll ease it. Well, patience is not my strong point.
It's not
point,
your strong
but
point.
I'm going to try my best.
Because
we'll do. This also just sounds like a scene from a romantic comedy movie, doesn't it?
Our life is a rom-com.
This is like act two. Now we go skiing. And you're like falling down or whatever. And I'm like, let's just go to the double black. And then you know what I mean?
No, I'm not.
This is all playing out in my head. No, this is the movie that we're going to write.
I'm falling.
That's what it's called. I'm falling. That's the movie. I'm falling.
Because we're like falling for each other.
Yes. Double meaning. Boom. I'm count on this shit. We're going to actually write this movie. I'm going to make us do this. We're going to write a romantic comedy. That's edgy and cool.
Like our song.
Yeah, like our song. All right, so here, this is something. Okay, have you guys seen the Him and I video with G-Eazy and Halsey? Do the impression. Do the Halsey impression.
I can't.
Him and I.
Him and I.
It's so. Have you guys seen this video? The song is all right. The song's like the first time we listened to it, we were both kind of like, meh. No, I think the video is really weird.
The video is definitely uncomfortable, but like I think I kind of like the graininess.
Okay, yeah,
the shots.
Yeah, I agree.
And
the
I
effects
like their,
are cool.
I think I like her clothes and portions of it.
Okay, but I just think that the dynamic is really weird.
Oh yeah, it's uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable.
Like it just like doesn't really seem like a lot of the comments are like, oh my god, they're made for each other.
Yeah,
it's like that's. The complete opposite vibe that I got. It's like really weird.
You're very fabricated, it seems like.
That's what it seems.
Yeah. But, so, Cody and I had a brilliant idea that we should...
We're going to parody that shit. That's right, baby. I'm going to produce a damn song. You know what? Speaking of producing songs, let me show them the little beat that I made.
Cody made a beat.
This is so... It's so
song.
Bad.
I feel like this can't be for us, though. This is more...
No. This is just more of like a hardcore... This is our like when we like our couples. This is more of our like Cardi B and Offset type song. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like what's the Motorsport or whatever? The one that they just did recently together.
I didn't know they did a song together.
Yeah.
So
that's
good.
That's my little beat. I'm just still fucking around. You know what I mean? I'm learning how to use Ableton. I bought it.
He did.
Spent way too much money.
He did. Yeah.
And so that's my. If you like that little beat, let me know, and then or don't. Honestly, I'm just gonna keep doing it until I get good.
Let us know if you'd like to see a parody of the Him and I video.
Yeah.
And what even would if we you do? Say like you we, don't, we're still gonna make it.
Like I want to do like weird shit. Like he like picks her up.
But like I want you to like drop.
I'm thinking like weirder.
Or like hold me.
Like I pick you up like all the way and you're just like this, like airplaning on my hands, and I spin you around or something.
You think that we could do that?
Or like a scene where we're like eating together or something. We're like, boop, boop, put some icing on each other's noses, and then it just like gets like way too intense, and we're like smearing it on each other's faces, and then like making out in the middle of a fucking Starbucks or something.
Oh God, that's actually, yeah, and these are all good ideas.
Really weird couple shit.
Yeah.
This would be really funny. I think it's gonna be really funny. I'm gonna make a real romantic track.
What are we gonna talk about? How you're a Sagittarius?
Huh? In the song? Oh yeah. Jeez, he's obsessed with saying that he's a fucking Gemini for some reason.
It's like his excuse. I cheated on you, but it's just because I'm a Gemini.
You know how Geminis get, all right?
I had to. It was my other personality. Don't Geminis have two personalities? It wasn't
I'm a Gemini, all right? Take me away. Yeah, I did cheat on you, but you try being fucking Gemini. It's not hard. I mean, it's not easy.
And she's like, you're right.
Yeah. You're right. Hey, Halsey, why are you singing like that? Just like maybe sing normal.
If you guys watch the video, there's a part when they're not actually singing. Like when you shoot a music video, you're lip syncing. But like she's like,
and you can like see her mouth do the movement. Like this is how you pronounce that. Him and I. There you go. Him and I. That's all it is. Him and I. Like
even
that.
If you're singing,
this is how she pronounced it. Him and I.
No, it's like him and R. It's like him and R R R R R.
No, it's
I R R
R Y Y A R R Y A.
Yeah.
And you can see her mouth go. Her mouth like unhinges in the middle of the eye.
Like literally like moves off the tracks and it's like it's like a
him and like her jaw pops off in the middle of the shit. It's so, and you can see it. That's the worst part. Hearing it is bad enough. Hearing it is like,
you,
why are you doing
you
that? Is that just the way
doing.
You have some weird speech impediment or some shit that's making you do that? I don't know. I have no idea. But in the video, you can, the footage, you can see it and you can see like as she starts the eye, it's like, uh-oh, her jaw's doing some weird here. And it like goes back in and down and you're like, I don't know. What?
But the thing is, they're like lip syncing. So she's probably just like,
with no sound.
No, like in his face. This...
in his face too. That's the weirdest part about the video is that like it. So the description is like, hey, it was like G-Eazy and
shot,
Halsey.
Yeah,
oh yeah, in like, the opening. What does it say?
They filmed. No, it doesn't say G-Eazy and Halsey. It says like Gerald and Ashley.
Oh,
whatever
my
their
God.
Names are. Gerald and Ashley, I think their names are. Mm-hmm. Recorded this like on a weekend in New York City with friends.
And yeah, that's
the rest is okay. I'm making
no, but that's it.
But
said,
yeah,
that's
it
the
says,
gist.
So
is that like this is like a natural
like,
thing?
They just filmed it themselves,
and they're lip syncing the whole time. And yeah. It's like, are there friends
like,
around?
Like if you're gonna film something yourself with your friends, like just have your like. Oh, like them laughing or like just them literally hanging out. I'd so much rather see what they're actually like hanging out together than them like pretending to hang out together.
And there's no friends in the whole video.
No one else is around besides the one poor person who's filming them.
Because they're like making out
yeah,
in some
like,
of the video.
Like heavily making out. It's like, but like it's... And so there's just, that's not what they were doing. They weren't hanging out with friends. And
no, they were singing to each other alone in a, like a bar.
To each other.
Oh, man. Just cringy. Real cringe.
Yeah. But I mean.
So go check it
check
out,
it
guys.
Out. Check out the R.I.
Your eye.
Hey, my eye.
Speaking of, well, we weren't really speaking of it, but, this is the time to segue into this. We're going to go vegan for a little bit.
It's true.
Starting tomorrow, maybe, cause we did have that donut and that's going to like, it's not going to be one of these things where it's like, oh, when I'm vegan, whenever I'm not drunk or whatever, it's like, we got to do it.
Yeah, no, we're going to do it. Yesterday-
and why are we doing it? You just said you were going to do it, and I was like, fuck it, I'll do it too. I like doing shit like that.
I'm going to talk about this in my vlog.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I can talk about it now, but like, well, I just talked about it yesterday because that's when I decided. But like, I just realized I've been eating not healthy.
Okay.
And I want to eat healthier. And I feel like that's just a good way to like.
You just limit the cheese just and
figure
stuff.
Out. Yeah. Cause like I can just say like, oh, I want to eat healthier, but not really set any guidelines. But if I'm like, okay, I'll just follow a vegan diet, then I'll. Yeah. I have more like set rules there and stuff, yeah. But I don't know. I just want to try, and I've always wanted to try it, or at least be like vegetarian. I just never do, but I think it's time to try it. So I thought yesterday I'd start, and then I accidentally ordered a sandwich with cheese on it. It was a vegetarian sandwich, though, but it had cheese on it, and I was like,
Oh, so start from zero. Now we ate the donut.
But I've been drinking almond milk in my coffee.
Now, Zach, did you get that today? Mm-hmm. You got no.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. This is the reason why I'm doing it is just as an apology to all the people that got really pissed at me after fucking the last episode.
Yeah.
Where we talked about vegan things. Should never have talked about that. I actually even regret bringing it up already.
I know.
Because there are going to be people like, you're just going vegan for the health reasons. Oh, what, the planet doesn't matter to you?
And ethical reasons. I don't like animals.
You don't like animals?
Dying.
Oh, sorry. Cut you off in the wrong time there.
For 5 seconds.
I saw some girl tweeted. By the way, just at the last episode, I wasn't serious about all the vegan shit. It's just a little thought I had. People were like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're so dumb. It's a quirky little... a take on the whole vegan thing. All right. I wasn't serious about it. I don't give a fuck about vegans, not vegan, whatever. I'm going to go vegan. I don't feel that strongly about eating meat. I've never really liked meat that much. It. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I respect it. But some girl tweeted and was like, somebody retweeted it. And it was like, the tweet was like, for those who still eat meat or something, Please do some research. People who eat meat is like one of the leading causes of climate change. Do some research because your actions are killing this planet. And then the four pictures that she attached were all of polar bears that were way too skinny, that were like dying basically. And that was the tweet. And it had like 30,000 retweets on it. And I'm not saying what she said is not true. Or true, or whatever. Food processing bears? And stuff like that is. Yeah, but they were just random pictures of skinny polar bears.
Poor guys.
That were like suffering because of climate change. It could have been. Oh, it could have even just been so a polar sad. Bear that had like a medical issue or something. I have no idea. But that's the thing about Twitter is that people just like take that as truth all of a sudden. It's like, holy fuck, wait a minute. I'm literally killing polar bears if I eat chicken. That's insane. That's what people on Twitter think.
Yeah.
It was such a funny, like, she was like, do some research. Your actions are killing the planet. And it was like, do you realize how hypocritical you're being? Just posting pictures of skinny polar bears and telling us to do research? Like, what the fuck? You do research.
We should ask her to, like elaborate. Like,
yeah.
She probably doesn't actually know either.
Oh, absolutely not.
Maybe she does.
Googled pictures of negative effects of climate change and was like, oh, this polar bear is going to, like, touch some people's hearts.
Well, it touched mine as soon as you said skinny polar bear.
It was really sad. These polar bears were like straight up suffering. They were way too skinny.
Poor guys.
Mm.
Bears are my favorite animal.
I'm like, they must have gone vegan. I'm kidding.
It's going to be us. Goals. I'm kidding.
Joking to all
we're
the polar bears. See, this is, I already apologize. I'm
going
to get even more heat for this shit.
We are kidding.
I'm kidding all the vegans.
We
if you're vegan and you're about to comment something negative, just don't even.
Also,
all right. Just fucking
know that what she was saying was true. It probably does have a negative effect. We're just saying that maybe she didn't exactly know. She was just posting pictures. Okay.
Yeah.
We get it. We're not saying that she was wrong.
Yeah. So, wow. Thank you. Backing me up. You didn't have to take ownership over that
because
opinion, but you did.
We are a team.
Just do the rest of the podcast like this.
Sometimes Cody and I walk and hold hands and we realize that we're holding, like walking like this.
Like this with straight arms.
With, like,
some reason it's comfortable. I don't know why.
We walk like this. Here, it's like this.
Like this, yeah.
Which... Looking at it is so embarrassing. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
God.
Editing that out for sure.
Please don't.
I won't. I'm too lazy, honestly. Pizza, and I got to get this up like ASAP.
The pizza pods want to see the true us.
Little chode bump there. Oh, little chode dap. Dap me up. What else do we have to talk about? Did I just reject you on the last one?
I don't know. But today, this morning, we went to get coffee, as we mentioned. And Cody said, can I have the California? And she said, yeah. Are you aware it's $16?
$16, people.
For a cup of coffee.
Air horns.
Not like a bag of beans. Not seven cups of coffee.
Yep. One cup.
This size, mind you.
$16. $16. I'm talking into both mics right now. $16.
That's half my hand.
$16.
Okay, so, and then
$16
like,
for one cup. She's like, mind you, it's $16. And I was like, oh.
And Cody was like, a cup? And then she was like, well, beans usually grow it near the equator. And it really is. It's amazing that they grew it in this little
area. Yeah, she's like, it's locally grown in California. And coffee usually grows very close to the equator. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care where my coffee's from.
Yeah.
It tastes like coffee. I'm not going to pay $16 for it.
$16.
You know what you can buy with $16? I don't know. That was, like, I was asking you.
Oh, yeah. $16 menus from McDonald's.
Yeah, you can buy the actual menus.
Or you could buy like a shirt.
I mean,
there was a shirt that I almost bought yesterday that was $15.
Yeah, for H&M you could buy the whole fucking store at H&M for $16.
True. You could go to the Dollar Tree and spend a fucking fortune.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, one of the things I realized about Miami is that it's like, I realize how expensive food is here. Because I used to live in San Francisco and LA, and I guess like New York is like really the only place where I compare. And like Calgary, I guess, is like a little bit expensive too. But when you're there, the Canadian dollar is weaker. So everything is like the same amount, but you're actually paying way less.
Got it.
But like Miami, you can get like a breakfast sandwich for like $4. You cannot get that here in LA. Can you?
There's somewhere that we go that's cheap.
No, but like everywhere was like that. Mm. Nobody in their right mind. I bet you there are people here paying $16 for that cup of coffee.
I'm sure there are.
$16 fucking.
Because people here are like,
that's like a serious percentage of people's rent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is. So people probably pay, like in LA, certain areas, people probably pay like $500 for rent. $16?
True.
It's insane. Crazy. Anyways, yeah. So
that
I don't know.
This morning.
Yeah. Blue Bottle can fuck off with that shit.
But also, my drink was good.
I want it. Your drink was good?
Yeah.
I mean, my coffee was good because I paid $4 for it or whatever.
True.
I just want to know if this person who grows this locally sourced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like economically viable for them to do that means that there are other chains that are buying this coffee from him for however much, $10 for like a bag of beans or some shit. So they have to upsell it to $16. People are actually selling this shit. It's crazy.
I know.
Actually, you know what? I don't know. I'm a hypocrite because I go out and I pay $22 for a drink at a club. That's even worse. Alcohol is way cheaper.
$22?
I paid $22 at that club for a drink.
In Miami?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a total hypocrite. It's like, I don't know. You kind of have to do that in the club if you want to drink. Or you get it. I don't know. It was $5,000 for a bottle that night.
Ew.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't pay that. I'm just saying. That's what someone asked, and it was $5,000.
That's insane.
So yeah, I take it all back. Actually, I take it all back. I have no place to make fun of people paying $16 for a cup of coffee. $22 is way too much for a drink.
Well, I do because I'd never pay $22 for a drink, and I thought that was absurd.
It is. It's still absurd to me. It's absurd that you paid $22
for a drink.
Well, it's you're in the moment, and it's like, you know what I mean. The music's and you're just like, I don't. Okay, yeah, sure. Or
yeah,
they didn't even tell you how much it is. They just bring you the bill
That's
afterwards.
What I was gonna say.
Yeah, there's I didn't know I was going
to
pay 22.
Like I've gone to a bar and like ordered. One time I ordered me, you, and Colby rosés. Mm. That was like $16 a piece.
Yeah.
And I got the bill and I was like,
yeah, you're right. Life, crazy how life works, huh?
Treating my boy and his boy to.
Job out here. Oh. Thanks. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. what are you going to do today?
Work.
Cool. What else we got going on?
We're going to go. I was off work and it was.
Yeah, you were on a little vacay, a little staycation. We're about to be, though. Christmas is coming up. What are you going to get me for Christmas?
I know. I can't tell you.
You know?
Yeah.
You got a little idea?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you already know what I'm going to get you.
What are you getting me?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, but you already know.
A puppy?
Something to fuel the YouTube career.
A puppy.
Not a puppy, but no.
I can't believe you're getting me a dog.
I'm not getting you a dog. Oh, damn. We've been going for 41 minutes already.
Time flies.
Let's do fucking 10
fun.
More. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. So I'd really like to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
A mini golden doodle.
Mm-hmm. I think they're the cute. I think they're some of the cutest. You know, growing up, I always wanted a pug. Always. Mm-hmm. Always wanted a pug.
Yes, you told me.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
But now that you've been talking about golden doodles so much, it's mm-hmm. like now it's kind of stuck in this. It's fucking cute.
It's their. I mean,
they're really cute because they're cute because you can tell they're like smart too.
And they're fluffy. They're curly. I'm curly.
It's like you're curly. Yeah, I guess you are. It's like there's something to be said about having a smart dog, dog that's not shitty. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
I met a really shitty dog this weekend and it was just like was just selfish, you know?
How so?
This dog was just in his own head and just fucking running around, not caring about
kind
shit.
What kind of dog was it?
Like some mix. I don't know. Like a rescue dog or something. No, not really. Sort
little?
Of. No, it was cute. It was sort of cute. I think all dogs are like generally pretty cute. I think they're smarter. I mean, they're cuter when they're smarter. You know what I mean? What?
Yes, I know what you mean. Duh. My two dogs, my parents' house are so smart and so cute.
They are pretty fucking smart.
And cute.
Yeah, and cute. And cute. They're smart.
They're smute. But my dog, my little mini golden doodle that I get, is going to be the smartest, cutest little guy.
He's a good boy. I can already tell.
He's going to be a good boy. We already know what we're going to name him.
Gilligan.
We can't reveal the name. Gilly. Gilly.
Would you ever get a pug?
I thought about it for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I wanted a little dog that wasn't a Chihuahua.
Okay.
But I didn't want a tan pug. I want a black pug.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even.
Like, it makes their eyes a little less bulgy.
Oh, okay. They're so fucking cute. They're so cute. They're just like, they're all fucked up is the problem.
Yeah, sometimes I think they're cute and sometimes I'm like. Ugh.
I've always thought that French bulldogs are like some of the cutest dogs on the planet.
Same.
And like I've always wanted one.
Yeah, same. And an English bull.
Yeah, agreed. And then Colby's brother has one. It's a little blonde French bulldog named Thor. Just the cutest goddamn dog ever. So cute. And he was like with his brother for the weekend. And I was like, how was it hanging out with Thor? How's he doing? And he was like, you know, I've always wanted a French bulldog, but like he's fucked up. Like he gets out of, like when he gets excited, he can't breathe. And so he like stands there like suffocating. But just when he gets happy, when he's happy, he suffers. How fucked is that?
It's pretty much life.
No, it's not. That's the good part of life. When you're happy, you just can be happy.
It eventually will turn into some sort of suffering.
Like eventually, but not right away.
True.
Not like, oh, this is dope. Oh my God, I'm in pain. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Sorry, did I scare you?
A little bit. I wasn't expecting it so sad.
That was my French bulldog impression.
Oh, this is dope.
This is cool. And also, like, if they jump, their spines can break or some shit. Or their, like, bellies can, like, turn inside out and they can die. I don't even, like, it's just fucked. I don't know. It's just, like, living is a burden for them.
Yeah. I think it's probably best to just stick to the mini golden doodles.
Yeah. I'm just, man, I'm sad now.
You okay?
For French bulldogs.
It's okay.
They're just.
I know.
You know, they're just trying to be happy.
I know. Yeah, they're just trying to live their lives.
It's fucked up. Anyways, guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for watching. And you know what it is. It's Stanley_chill. I apologize again that this episode's late. Go follow Kelsey on YouTube. Go check her videos out. And throw him a like and give him a comment, something about how you like me and her both. And I'll see you guys
next support.
Time. New, my mixtape or EP this Friday, tomorrow night at midnight.
Yay!
It's gonna thing. I just got it's in Spotify and shit. It's just getting ready to, now it'll be live tomorrow night at midnight.
Get ready.
So do you like it?
I fucking love it.
Okay, cool. So it'll be good.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
for you
check
guys
it out.
To hear it.
I'm pumped. And we'll see you guys next time.
Love you.